You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Environmental Protection Authority is gathering information on how tattoo inks are manufactured, distributed, and used in Aotearoa to determine whether existing regulations are appropriate and effective. In 2020, the European Union restricted and banned several substances commonly found in tattoo inks due to the potential risk of adverse effects. Although such effects are very rare, the Environmental Protection Authority, Te Manarohi Taiao, wants to examine whether their regulations should better align with international standards. Producer Imani spoke with Manager of Hazardous Substances Reassessments at the Environmental Protection Authority, Sean Prescow, to find out more on this.
My first question is, why is the Environmental Protection Authority seeking information on how tattoo inks are supplied?
So the Environmental Protection Authority is responsible for the regulation of all hazardous substances in New Zealand. This stretches from chemicals used in your garden through to cosmetics and also tattoo inks when they contain hazardous substances.
Are the current rules around tattoo inks fit for purpose? And if not, which suggestions does the Environmental Protection Authority have to improve them?
So this is why we're doing this activity and why we're asking the industry for information. So the rules we have now, they've been in place for a while, since 2011. We want to check with industry. Do they make sense? Are they fit for purpose? Are there issues with them? And that's why we're asking for this information now.
And what is considered appropriate tattoo ink rules?
We want the rules to do the best they can at keeping New Zealanders safe. That's the most important thing for us. We need to balance that against the needs of industry as well. And that's something that will be considered when we look at if new rules are needed or if the current rules are okay.
And how do tattoo inks have an impact on the environment?
There's a potential for tattoo inks to have an impact on the environment if they're not disposed of correctly. That was one of the questions we've asked, and how people are getting rid of these. We want to make sure that people dispose of them safely, and we'll be looking at what the answers we get are and how we can manage that best to keep the environment safe.
How can we make information about tattoo ink more accessible to the public, particularly people considering getting a tattoo?
I think the most important thing is to speak to your tattoo artist. Firstly, tattoos are safe. Speak to your tattoo artist. Make sure they're sourcing their tattoo inks from a reputable source. And if they follow best practice, then you should be all good.
And what advice do you have for someone who is wanting to get a tattoo and isn't aware of the potential risks involved with the use of the ink?
Most important, speak to your tattoo artist. They'll be best placed to give you advice. Make sure that they're getting the ink from a reliable supplier and make sure that they follow best practice. And then tattoos are very safe.
That's all from me. Is there anything else I missed or you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say also the risks of an adverse effect from the tattoo ink are very rare. The most important thing for us is just we want to make sure that they stay rare and that Kiwis are kept safe when they get tattoos.
That was Manager of Hazardous Substances Reassessments at the Environmental Protection Authority, Sean Prescow, talking to us about why it's calling for more information on tattoo inks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.